Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Dominic?
You there?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Dominic. How about yourself? How's your Tuesday going so far?
It sucks, but another day.
Well, I mean, you survived the Monday, so that got to be that has to be something. You guys aren't doing too well today.
I don't know, customer sucks, but
you know. Yeah. I hear that. Sometimes you get some really good ones, and sometimes you don't. And you kind of just got to roll the punches. But hopefully, we can make this a little better for you today. And I know you were speaking with Zion, and he actually does a great job of, you know, going over the program. He did send you over to me so I can help you out pricing wise. So definitely happy to at least go over that with you. But before I went into the pricing, just want to double check on me. Do you have any question concerns about the actual program, or, you know, what we can do to bring you more business, anything like that?
Like I told him, a few of my buddies that have companies did some stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to say it was with you or not, but basically when they search Google, their companies are on the front page or, you know, one of the top 3-4 people, and it seemed to help all of them out pretty good. So I just told him he doesn't even really need to try to sell me. I know the benefits of it. It's just how much those things cost. Because right now,
beautiful,
for me, things are tight.
Okay. Hey, well, I greatly appreciate that, and I appreciate you being straightforward. Yeah, I mean, you obviously understand the power of Google. There's a couple of other things that we'll do for you as well. But basically, the way that this works, Dominic, is once we work with you, we will not and cannot work with anybody else that does what you guys do in your area, okay? So we do not work with your competitors. And what we do is that because there is a position on the first page, we can get you on the first page, and you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. So it's not just one keyword. It's not like the low ranking keywords. It's quite literally the top ranking keywords that are currently in your area. And that's why we're calling you, because we're looking to fill that position. All right. The pricing is actually pretty straightforward. I think it's going to be a lot different than what you're expecting. I was trying to take a look. I know you said he has a list here that your dad started the company in the early 2000s. And I'm assuming you're the one that took over it.
Yes.
Okay. So because you guys have been in business for quite a long time, we have something called legacy credits we're able to apply, and that's what Zion actually sent you over to me for, so I can apply it. So the way that it works is this: there is no contracts with our company. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. Everything we do is a month-to-month service. The pricing normally to get you on the first page of Google is typically like $4.99 a month in order for us to do that. But because we get to apply those legacy credits, we're able to bring it down to only $249 a month. So basically $249 a month, you're getting 15 of those high traffic keywords. We'll list your business directly on the first page of Google. And we don't just do Google. We also make sure that we submit your business throughout the entire internet. So we make sure that you're submitted through at least the top 5 directories. So obviously we do Google, but we'll also do Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple. We'll actually take care of all of your content creation for you, so we handle everything, no matter what search engine they're using. We'll make sure that your business is popping up, so we take care of everything on the Bing side of the internet as well. And, you know, most of the time people are searching on their iPhones rather than, you know, like a physical computer.
Yeah,
so...
Yeah, I would think
Yeah, so that's actually part of the optimization. So what we do is that we also make sure no matter how somebody's searching, so whether it's an iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, you know, old school desktop computer, you know, we're going to make sure that your business is optimized, and we're going to make sure that it's popping up directly on the first page. I know you say you're pretty familiar with how Google works, so you're probably also pretty familiar that, you know, it's not like a flip of a switch where we can just get you on the first page. Normally, for most companies, you know, you're looking at 4, 5, 6 months before you're ranking on those high traffic keywords. With our company, it's only 30 to 45 days. So that's the maximum amount of time it takes us to get a company that doesn't have any Google Business Profile, no website, no anything, and have them ranking directly on the first page. Now, for you, you actually already have a Google Business Profile, right? It looks like you only have one review, but that one review is a 5-star review. Is that you guys, right? Total Development Concepts,
Inc.? Yeah, that's
Yeah, Pittsburgh. I mean, the number's different. It's 412-230-8560.
So that was like our off number. I mean, it still comes over to the phone. But
oh, okay, okay.
At the time, that, you know what I mean? That was the office number. Now this is my cell phone number you got.
Perfect. Okay. So, I mean, it would be up to you. Obviously, I just want to make sure I was at least looking at the right thing. So that Google Business profile that I see there, we'll just basically take that one and we just move you directly to the first page of Google. So anytime somebody's making those search terms, you pop up.
Here's one of the things. So I was trying to start messing with the Google stuff.
Of course.
And I just got super frustrated because my dad's old secretary set this up. I don't know how many years ago. My dad had no clue what any passwords were to anything, and then he ended up passing away. So I don't even have, I don't even know how to get into that.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And
you know, go ahead.
So I just don't know. Like, I was told, like, I got to pretty much shut it down and try to start a new Google thing. But then I was also told I needed, like, passwords and my dad's stuff so I'd be able to shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know.
That's okay. So yeah, we could definitely help you out with that. So we're a premier channel partner for Google, and we've been a channel partner for Google for the last 19 years. It's very common. You know, we get people that either take over a business, sell their business. The good thing about you is that you only have one review. So even if we were able to remove that account and set you up with a brand new one, the times don't change. It's still 30 to 45 days to get your business ranking on the first page, so that's no problem. If we could gain access to that, great. You know, it will get you a little bit of a head start. You got one review. But, you know, honestly, what we can, you know, it's not like you're going to be losing much. So we can actually help you with that. So we would walk you through basically taking a look to see if we can get you access to it. If we can't, then, yeah, we would work on – basically, we'd be able to close it down, and then we would have to set up like a brand new one for you. And then once we set up a new one for you, then we'll be able to just to market that one. You'll be the owner of it still. So like, let's say you're with us for, you know, 6 months or something like that. And let's say after those 6 months, let's say you decided to slow down on your marketing and you want to try something else. Well, you take everything with you. So it's your profile. You know, if you curate like 50 reviews on there, it's yours still. So it's not like we take anything, but. Yeah, we'll definitely be able to help you out with that as well. What about a website? Did you guys have that same problem with a site? Because I didn't see a website or anything like that.
It's very bad. It's like I said, my dad's old secretary thought he could do one. He sucked. It's not mobile friendly at all. It's
okay.
Like the picture of the website had like a crane on it, and it's like, well, what are you doing? We don't do anything that has anything to do with a crane.
Well, you know, she had the right idea, I guess, right? At least having something there, but you know, you're right. Yeah. You got to make sure that it's professional. So are you still with, do you still talk to the secretary or has she done it? Like, is it just you now? Or do you have like you and a couple of guys and you still got that secretary or?
Yeah. I got five guys. I got a bunch of subs and then I got a guy that helps me in the office with the books and doing stuff to work and trying to stay organized, which I'm not very organized.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Everybody got their strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, one of the main reasons that you hire a company like ours is obviously we're going to handle your marketing and obviously we're going to make sure that we're bringing you business, but also it's a stress reliever on you because, you know, we've been doing this for so long that this isn't guesswork. And what I want to do is if you're looking to do this today, I actually want to include a website for you guys. What that does is that we will build you a brand new website. We'll manage it, maintain it for you. We'll actually make all the changes, edits, and updates for you as well. Obviously, you'll have creative input. So, like, if you don't want cranes on there, not that we would put one anyway, but, you know, if you don't want something on there, if you want something specific on there, obviously, we can do that for you. But what this does is that it at least allows us to handle that portion of it as well. That way, we can also do the marketing for it. We can connect it to your new Google Business profile or the one that we see here. And then that way, anytime somebody visits your Google Business profile, they also have a brand new professional website that we'll be able to show them as well. And then the last thing that we'll actually do for you is Facebook advertisements that's included in the plan. So did you guys, I'm assuming your secretary might have set one up, or did you guys get to like a Facebook business page yet?
No.
Okay. So you didn't even create one at all?
No social media.
No social media. Okay. Is that something that you're interested in? Like, for instance, if you could just, you just got to set one up, that's it, and we'll take over from there. But we could do paid advertisements from there.
Yeah, I got you. I'd probably be interested in it. Like I said, it's you know, I just got to make sure the financial situation, everything makes sense on my end. So, I mean, it doesn't sound bad. $250 is that's not too bad at all. Like in that $250, would that also include, like you're saying, the Facebook advertising too? If we set up a page.
So yeah, we are straightforward with everything that we do. I'm never going to nickel and dime you. Everything I'm mentioning to you so far is $249. It's not a dollar more. The only time it changes is if you do a further distance, like this would cover 50 miles. If you want to do further than that, it'll be a little bit more expensive. If you guys are crushing it on Facebook and you're like, yo, I'm really getting a lot of calls, you want to invest more money into it, then it would go up because you'll be investing more money. But yeah, the Facebook, the way that the Facebook marketing works is as long as you're okay with setting one up, it takes like 2 or 3 minutes. Once you set it up, we'll take over from there. We'll optimize it for you, and it will make sure that the same way that we're maximizing your listings on Google and having them, you know, find you guys on those high traffic keywords, whenever they, let's say they don't make a decision on any of the search engines and they go back to their own personal Facebook page, they don't have to be friends with you or anything like that. As they're scrolling, they'll start seeing your advertisements pop up, right? So they'll say, hey, we saw that you were looking for a roofer. Well, we got Total Development Concepts, Inc. that does roofing. Click to call. They can click to call you directly. They'll be able to visit the website that we built you, or they'll be able to go to your Google Business profile. Either one of those options would get you a call directly. And, you know, it's an unlimited call service. You don't have to track anybody down. We're not going to provide you phone numbers and hope for the best. You know, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You know, it's an unlimited call service. So, you know, if you get 200-300 calls that month, you've got 200-300 calls that month. And if you close, you know, half of those, then it's still $249 a month. That's it.
So let me ask you, you deal with pretty much mainly contractors or just all different types of businesses?
We do deal with all different types of businesses, but typically our bread and butters are going to be contract work. So we work with like over 10,000 customers and clients. We do all different types of, you know, we do custom websites. We do anything Google related. So like we can do Google guarantees, Google ads. We set up obviously Google profiles. We do Facebook. But when it comes to companies, yeah, our bread and butter are like general contractors, roofers, home improvement, storm restorations.
Let me ask you, like, I don't know if you have the answer for me. So,
sure.
I'm kind of, sort of, I think, wanting to phase out of, like, general contracting because I hate dealing with customers on interior work because the nitpicking, the punch. I got 3 customers and each one owes me about $20,000.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not trying to pay me because of punch list shit. And it's, like, it's very frustrating. Whereas now when I send my guys to go do a roof, I'm in and out of a roof in 2 days. There's, you know, they might say, oh, you smashed some of my flowers, you know, and we can plant new flowers for them, or we can knock a couple bucks for them. But that's it.
Right.
You know, they're not up on the roof. They're not in, like, if it's...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, in your experience, do you feel that, like, it's easier to just push and promote one thing? Like, are the roofers, in a sense,
Yep. So you broke up a little bit at the end there, but I think I get the generalization as to what you're asking for. Well, first and foremost, if I don't know the answer, I'll straight up tell you. I will tell you, though, that I've been doing this for 10 years, and everyone is different. But I will tell you what's the most common success for people. The way that this works is you get to choose up to 15 keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. I get a lot of people that ask me that exact question. Hey, what would you rather? Would you rather roofing? Would you rather this? And honestly, what I tell them is, what do you want to do? right? What do you feel is going to be better for you in your area? And that is what we will focus on. Because I can tell you, hey, roofing is great. You know, bathroom remodeling is great. Kitchen remodeling is great. Rebuilding and installing decks and floors and carpets, we work with them all. So whatever your niche is, that is what we're going to tell you to focus on. And I will tell you this. I mean, there's a pretty good book of business in your backyard. So like, if I'm looking at roofers near me, right, or a roof installation or a roof repair, you know, just in the last 30 days in your area, within like that 50-ish mile radius, there's about 1,864 searches that was done. So like, that's what you want to go after. You want to go after where people are searching. What do people need to?
Well, who's like the top roofers in the Pittsburgh area? If you type in the Google search for like, I need a roof.
In the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
Right now, you have PJ Fitzpatrickburg, Liberty Roofing Pros. You got AA Roofing, Malik Brothers Roofing, Always Perfect Contracting. These are all clients that are paying to be on the first page right now.
I heard of two of them.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Commercial Roofing. Okay. Always Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know none of them.
No? Yeah, there's a couple of them on there, but right now we have availability for general contractors. So honestly, the picking is yours. If you wanted us to focus specifically on roofing, then we can maximize all the roofing keywords so we can make sure that we're capitalizing on any of the search terms for roofers. And then those are the calls you're going to be receiving. So back to what I was saying before is it doesn't really matter. It really matters what you want, because we just got to make sure you're capable of doing the work. Because once we get you on the first page of Google and you start getting those calls, and let's say you're over embellished and you can't do roofing, people are calling you to do their roof and you can't, that makes Google look bad because they're contacting you off of the first page. That makes us look bad. You know what I mean? So that's really the only stipulation is if you can do it, we'll market it. So that's that. If you're asking for my opinion, that's what I would do. Or if you pick like one or two like high paying jobs, we can even do residential or commercial. So if you wanted us to focus more on a commercial side of things rather than a residential, we can do that too. It's just the same thing. People love commercial. People hate commercial. People love residential. People hate residential. So it's really about what you're looking for.
I got you. What am I looking for? I mean, roofing would be a one, and that would be residential and commercial. Drywall would be another one. I got an awesome drywall crew.
Okay.
The same thing, that's residential and commercial.
So you do residential and commercial then, right?
Yeah. And then I got spray foam insulation, spray foam roofing.
Let me just double check on spray foam. And spray foam, yes, it's available. So basically all those keywords that you just mentioned, you know, what we do basically, we take those generic ones, and what our team does is that they'll look at the algorithm and say, okay, which ones are the highest traffic and which ones are the ones that people are actually using the most? We use those to rank your business on the first page. On the first page of Google.
Hey,
so
I've been flipping houses with my buddy.
Okay.
He's been talking about I've been talking about partnering with him to try to really blow the roofing company up, because my roofers they're fucking awesome.
Okay.
And could we do a conference call real quick with him?
You sure can. Absolutely.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I'm going to try to call him. And I want you to pick his brain a little bit to see what
he
thinks.
No problem. I could do that.
All right. Hold on one
second. I'll be here.
Thank you. Hold on one second. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, he didn't answer, obviously.
That's okay.
Do you have a where are you guys calling out of? Like, are you in the area, or where are you guys at?
Well, I'm actually personally pretty close to your area. I live in northeastern Pennsylvania, but our company is actually located in Fountain Valley, California. So we're actually in California.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, like, is there a number that I could reach you back at? Because I'm going to be working tomorrow morning. And honestly, I mean, it sounds like something I'm ready to do. I just want to have you pick his brain a little bit also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be completely up to you. I've been straightforward shooter with you this entire time. So it's first come, first serve. So, you know, as soon as I hang up, we just basically get the next call in your area for general contracting. Once we fill it, it's basically filled. If you want us to set up a call back tomorrow, more than welcome to do that. You know, we've been doing this 19 years. I never want you to feel like you're pressured or rushed. It's just, if this is something that you're looking to do, the only way that we can stop the calls is if we close the listing. In order to close the listing, obviously, we would have to basically get you enrolled today. So your partner, is he the one that also runs the business with you for just roofing? Or, like, how do you guys?
Because
I can pick his brain, so, but if he's interested in obviously getting more business, then, you know, I could talk to him for sure. But
he has nothing to do with my business. Zero.
Oh, got it. Like, oh, okay.
Nothing. We've been doing houses together now for a few years, and you know, he always gets a handful of roof jobs that he sells, and I'll send my roofers over there, and, you know, he makes a couple bucks on it, I make a couple bucks on it, whatever.
Yep.
And we've just really been talking about trying to push for the roofing because, I mean, it's really good money. Like, it really is.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so what do you need from me then to lock it in? You just need a credit card, more than likely.
Yeah, to be completely honest with you, the only thing that we need is I'll need a little bit of – I send all this to you in writing, so it's not like we get your car and just hang up. If you want to reserve the listing in the sense of, like, enrolling in the program, it's just a little bit of information I need. Probably takes, like, 3 or 4 minutes. I read you off a voice verification. It really just reiterates everything that we already talked about. I send everything to you in writing. We close it. I can still do that call with you tomorrow with your buddy. I have no problem doing that. As a matter of fact, we get a lot of people that just said what you just said, where they'll get some, like, they'll do marketing on a specific role, like their general contractor, and they'll outsource some of the work that they get for the marketing that we do for them. So, like, if you're getting calls for roofing and somebody calls you, you can just sell it to your buddy. It sounds like that's what you were saying that you do, right? You would just offer him the job and then you guys would just split the profits that way, or?
No, I have the roofers. He sells the job sometimes.
Oh, got
it. He was just talking about partnering with me to try to push it because I'm not full-time roofing. I wish I was.
Sure.
I'm not. So this is something that we were talking about doing.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to set that up so that way you have that opportunity. And then we'll be able to close it down. It's just $249 today and that's it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we'll try it. What the fuck?
Okay. All right. Let's just get a couple of things here. I don't want to rush you off the phone. I know you're probably busy, but we got your first name as, Dominic, Dominic.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Dominic?
Cravotta, Cravotta.
Okay. Perfect. And what is a good email address for you?
Do team, like basketball team.
Okay, team.
At federaldevelopmentconcepts.com.
All right. Give me 1 second here because I'm going to send you everything.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Right. Yeah, it's a long one.
I asked him, I said, why didn't you just do a TDC? And he's like, I don't know.
No, you know, honestly, you can't because three-letter domains are, like, non-existent. And even if you try to buy one right now, like TDC.com would be astronomical. I mean, you're paying at least $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
What would it have been 20 years ago, though?
Well, if you're asking me 20 years ago, if it was available, you probably could have bought it for like a couple of bucks. But because,
exactly.
You know what I mean? But because, like, once somebody owns TDC, let's just say TDC.com, once you own that, there's so many businesses that would rather have it because it's such a short name. It's easy to say. It's easy to spell. People would pay a million. I mean, I think the highest one was like $1.2 million that somebody sold a three-letter domain name for. So you bought it for a dollar and
damn.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good business to get into. But anyway, all right, so it was a team at totaldevelopmentconcept.com, right, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number that you want, the one we have is 412-589-7203?
Yes.
That's the one you want your clients to call you, okay. And the business address that we have here is 1100 Olivia Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15218.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if that's a home address, what I can do is I can actually hide it. Like, so our team can hide it for you online. So that way you don't have to worry about it. But if you want us to show that address, we can show that address for you guys as well.
I mean, a mom and dad's address. You don't have to show it, I guess.
Okay. We can hide it. It's no problem. All right. And what I can also do, how much do you have some time right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, because I can start getting some keywords with you right now and make sure that we save that, and then I'll schedule you a time to meet with the team to interview. It takes about 30 minutes. I'll still have that conversation with your buddy tomorrow. If you want me to finish everything up with you tomorrow when we have that conversation with him, I can do that, or we could kind of run through it quick right now. What are you thinking?
So you want to do the 30-minute thing tomorrow?
Yeah, we could do the 30-minute thing tomorrow. Right now, like, I would just get some, like, keywords off of you. So if you got a couple of keywords.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
All right. So you can be generic, right? Obviously, from my understanding, we're going to do roofing. But if there's any other jobs you want to be found for, we can do that. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Roofing, drywall, and spray foam insulation.
Insulation. Perfect. And you guys are licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. And you are okay with creating a Facebook business page to have us take over to do the advertisements for you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, and your targeted area is Pittsburgh, right? 15218, and you're okay with doing about a 50-mile radius?
I mean, that's a little big, I think, but yeah.
We could shorten it. I don't want to put words in your mouth. 50 is the max. So if you want to go under that, we're happy to do that.
Yeah, shorten it up a little bit.
Okay. You want to do like 30?
Yeah, do something like that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's basically all we need for you.
How far is 50 miles?
The 50 miles is tentative. It's a circumference, but it's not like a exact circle because it's not really how the roads and all that are set up. But 50 miles, let's see, let me go to Pittsburgh, PA. Why, do you not like some areas, or you rather some areas over another one?
No, I'm just trying to think how far it is, because, I mean, we've definitely been far, like, I just don't know, how far is, like, say, like, Cranberry from Pittsburgh, or Zelianople, or something like that?
Yeah, you're looking at like Wexford, Monroeville, West Mifflin, Bethel Park, Bridgeville, Canisburg.
Bridgeville, yeah.
Cranberry Township, New Kinston.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, I'm just generalizing it, but that's basically what it's looking like in that in those areas. That all right?
And that's the 50?
That's the 50, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay. Let me change it real quick. Let me go back to do 50. All right, perfect. Okay, last thing here, and then we'll close it out. So I'm going to get your cart number. This is going to be a tax write-off. It comes up as Google Marketing. So when we send you an email, just make sure you keep that for your record. If you have a business card, we do recommend using that just to keep everything in order for your taxes at the end of the year. But the card that you're going to use, is the address the same, the 1100 Olivia Street, or is it different?
It's the same.
All right, it's the same. And is that a Master, Visa, or Discover, or American Express?
American Express.
All right, perfect. Okay, and I'll save the card now. I'll read you off the voice verification, and then we'll process it. So whenever you're in a safe spot, we'll do the card number expiration and then 3 digits on the back.
You ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
3774-702-382-42001.
All right. Expiration?
It's
328. Okay. And then 3 digits on the back.
It's 8906.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and read off this voice verification. Like I said, it's just to reiterate everything that we talked about and kind of lock you in, going over your business name, make sure everything is legit here on our side. So if you have any questions or concerns, obviously just let me know, and I'll be happy to address it at that time. But you ready? All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is the outline of service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Total Development Concepts.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Dominic Cravata, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, obviously, we want to make sure that you're responsive to the phone calls, so I'm going to make sure that you have our phone number. It's going to be an 877 number. I'm going to have you save it as Local Splash. Anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's just kind of move that needle forward, make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. If you don't answer, totally fine. Just whenever you get a chance, just give us a call back so that way we can keep moving it forward. And your initial payment, that'll be today. That'll be $319.24 in the amount of $249. And your second payment, when completed, is going to be the 19th of every month. So March 19th, April 19th, May 19th, so on and so forth, in the exact amount of $249. Not a dollar more, not a dollar less. Now, as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. You can contact me directly. You can text or email me. I'll make sure I send that to you via text message as well. Make sure you have all my information. All you have to do is call. And then we'll go ahead and cancel out the contract if that's what you want. We also have a pause feature as well, so keep this in mind. Some people forget. As a business owner, you're going to have some really good months and some really bad months. The good months where you guys are really busy, you don't have to pay for your marketing. Call us. We can pause your marketing. We won't remove you. We'll keep you on retainer. Obviously, we won't do the marketing anymore. But once you get caught up with your work and you're ready to start your marketing again, give us a call. We'll turn it back on. We'll start the phone calls all over again. And we can kind of rinse and repeat that process a couple of times throughout the year then, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And so do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So another 30 seconds to a minute here, and we are all done. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to process this now. Once it turns green on my side, that stops the phone calls. So that way you'll be the only one that we have in that area. And then we can also, do you want to schedule that time tomorrow? Like, do you have like a good time that we'll be able to call you tomorrow? This is outside of your friend. This is just for you.
Yeah, that's probably around 10:30.
All right, so let's make sure I can have that available here. So tomorrow's the 20th, right? And you said 10:30?
Yes.
Or 10 o'clock?
Yes. 10:30.
Okay, let me see. So we can't do 10 or 10:30. We can do 11. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
You sure? You want to do it later in the day? I mean, the latest we can do is 6 p.m. Oh, okay. All right. I could do 11 for you. So, we're really good at rescheduling too. So like, let's say you are caught up in the middle of a job or something like that and we call you for the interview. Just answer and just say, hey, I'm really busy. And they're really good. They'll reschedule you right on the spot then. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I just checked. Looks like everything went through. You're going to get a text message and an email address as well. So let me know when you get the text and let me know when that email comes through. And we should be all set as well. Also, what time do you want me to personally call you tomorrow for you and your friend? Do you want to, I guess you might not know because you haven't talked to him yet.
He actually just called me 2 seconds ago while I was on the phone with you.
Oh, for real?
I mean, I'll probably be with him tomorrow because we're trying to finish up a project a house we're doing. So I'll probably be with him, I mean, most of the day tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text message right now. Have a good time. All right, let me send you the text message. You could actually reply to this text that I send you. So that way, if you have a better time tomorrow that you want me to call you personally, then I'll just call you tomorrow once I'm off my next phone call or something like that. You could just shoot me a text real quick.
So I text you now?
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure you at least got it.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah. Whenever you find out, whenever you talk to your friend and whenever you want, you know, it's a good time for him, just shoot me a text message that says, hey, talk to him. Can you call me tomorrow at, you know, 5, you know, something like that. And then I'll reply back once I get a chance and, you know, confirm it.
Okay.
All right. And let me make sure. I'm gonna lock you in for your actual interview appointment tomorrow. And that was the email address was team@ totaldevelopmentconcept.com. All singular.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna add you to this right now. All right, got you in there for tomorrow at 11. Okay. Yeah, we are all set and ready to go. What question concerns do you have for me right now?
Just, when you guys do the, like, the website and the Facebook marketing and all that stuff, do I got to get you my logo and all that shit over, or how's that work?
So that interview that we do with you, that 30-minute phone call, they're going to dive into all of that with you. So if you already have a logo, of course, you know, any pictures or anything like that you have, you want to obviously send it to them so that they have it and they'll be able to make sure that it's added to your Facebook and things like that. So, yeah, anything that you have and related to that, then absolutely. But they'll actually explain to you exactly what you need, and then they dive into everything. Like I said, as long as you're okay with creating one, the team will take over from there and we'll start immediately on those, advertisements within like the first week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. And I'll give you a text sometime tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Very exciting. I appreciate your time here, Dominic. And, you know, obviously thank you for trusting us. We'll earn the rest of it here for you. We do a white glove service, so I think you'll be thoroughly surprised at how we operate here. But yeah, we're all set and ready to go. I guess, worst case scenario, I'll see your text message and then I'll just call you tomorrow and then we'll go over whatever else that you need then. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Dominic. You have yourself a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Thanks, Pat.